A celebration 150 years in the making, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, in this week for Tom Goodell. Every February 22nd, the University of Kentucky ceremonially observes Founders Day, but this year the school is also using the occasion to kick off a host of events celebrating its 150th anniversary. Our guest today on UK Perspectives is Deirdre Skaggs, Associate Dean of the Special Collections Research Center, co-director of the Wendell H. Ford Public Policy Research Center, and a co-chair of the UK Sesquicentennial Committee. Deirdre Skaggs, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about the 150th anniversary of the University of Kentucky. Of course, that means the sesquicentennial, and you didn't just slap this together. This has been a multi-year process. So talk about all of the preparation that has gone into Founders Week 2015.
I've at least been co-chair of this committee for 3 years. And so what we did, we started off by looking at the centennial celebration in 1965 to get a sense of where the university was then, did a lot of historical research, obtained the charter from Frankfurt for the university. We started putting out stories fairly early, letting people know that the sesquicentennial was coming in 2015. So just trying to do all the preparations that we could so that we might be prepared when the time came.
Now that we are on the cusp of that, let's talk about the activities that are scheduled for Founders Week.
Sure. Monday, February 23rd, we will have a convocation on campus, which will feature Chancellor Britt Kerwin. That will take place at the Singletary Center for the Arts. Immediately after that, at 11:30, there's a big student celebration in the Student Center. On the committee, the Sesquicentennial Committee, we had a student representative, and she brought together a team of other students to plan the event for them. So there's going to be a giant cake. There's going to be cupcakes. There's going to be a photo booth, a historical slideshow, and just, you know, a lot of fun for the students to really celebrate and play a part in the sesquicentennial party. On the 24th, we are having a faculty and staff reception. That's going to take place in my building, the Margaret I. King Library, so I'm a little bit partial to this one. In this particular reception, we're going to have light lunch fare. We're going to have a historic photo exhibit. I'm excited about this photo exhibit because they're images that not very many people have seen. They're from glass plate negatives around 1906, and they're just everyday scenes of the university and how it looked then. We're going to have some fun giveaways. We're going to have some very nice reproduction Kentucky athletics pennants, pens and stickers and other things like that. We are going to take everything to a giant party on Friday, February 27th, and that will be the Blue Tie Bash. That's going to be at Rep Arena, so it's a great opportunity to have a party in Rep Arena. This is open to everyone, friends of the university, people who just want to come and celebrate, alumni, students, faculty, whomever. There will not be a program. It will just be a band, food, a cash bar, and lots of dancing.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the University of Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Our guest today has been Deirdre Skaggs on UK Perspectives, the co-chair of the UK Sesquicentennial Committee. And podcasts of our programs can be found at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.